Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Betty Futch, chairman of the Scholarship Committee with the Twin Cities Mayor Committee on Disabilities. Betty, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you here. And there is a scholarship program that is going on with the Committee on Disabilities. Tell us a little bit about what the committee is and what its role is in the community.
The Twin Cities Mayor's Committee on Disability is a group of volunteers that meet monthly. We address barriers. We address issues that come along with disabled folks. But we also give the scholarships away each year for those that are disabled. And that's what I'm here for today, is to give away scholarships.
It's definitely got some ears and some attention there. What is the scholarship program?
It is a program of $1,500 per year that a student gets for, we just give it to them if they are disabled, if they live in Ouachita Parish or work in Ouachita Parish. They must have a recognized disability by Social Security Administration. They have to have a GPA of 2.5 if they graduate from high school, and 2.0 if they're in college right now. And we need an ACT score. We need their transcript, a couple letters of recommendation. We look forward to hearing from anyone that would like to apply. We've given two away already this year, in addition to the five others that were already in the program.
Helping with the scholarship program and also the committee with partnering, I guess, or overseeing and having some type of correlation between the city and those that are disabled, as well as the working community.
Yes.
So
yes.
There is a connection there as far as, you know.
The mayors actually got together several years ago, 30 years ago, actually, and needed some help with advising or what barriers they needed to look out for on sidewalks, buildings. And they got together and asked for a group of folks to meet and discuss all this and advise them. And we're still doing that right now. We're working with Mayor Mayo and Mayor Norris. We meet each month once in West Monroe, the next month in Monroe. So that's our connection with Twin Cities. We are a 501c3 organization.
Really makes a connection within Ouachita Parish, having mayors of both Monroe and West Monroe involved in the process. Applicants must be disabled, correct?
They must, yeah.
All right. And students, there is a ULM student.
His name is...
That will be receiving a scholarship.
Yes. His name is George Luther. He's our first... It's his first year to be a scholarship recipient. We're glad to have George. He's quite a personality. He's in the pre-pharmacy and program here.
Mm-hmm. How is the program funded?
It is funded by strictly... donors and supporters of this group that we call them sponsors. You can sponsor a whole scholarship, which is $1,500, or from a dollar to whatever you would like to give. And we have a banquet each year that we recognize these donors, our sponsors. We also recognize those that in the community that have contributed to the disabled community, families, media. Mm-hmm. We have a mayor's award for a disabled person. There are about seven of them that you can choose from to apply.
You mentioned the recognition with the awards. In nominating someone, how would you go about doing that?
There is a website, Twin City Mayor's Committee on the Disabled. It's tcmcd.com, and the applications are on there. You can go on and apply online. You can also, for scholarships, you could email me or go online for that also, tcmcd.com. And my email is bfutch@lsuhsc.edu.
With the banquet, that is coming up July 20th, tickets are available. There's a fee for the banquet. at the Monroe Civic Center. Tell us a little bit about the events that will be happening that evening.
That evening we will have a great dinner. We will have a spokesperson that will come and speak. We will have a little entertainment, some music, maybe a singer that will sing a couple of songs. But the focus is on the scholarship winners. They will get their scholarships that night. Mm-hmm. The awards will be made that night to all these winners of the family and these different awards that we make. We will give them a plaque. And the mayor will be there, usually one of the mayors or both of them. And that's generally what we do.
A great night of recognition.
It is a great night. Anyone that has never been, it's just a joy to see things happen that night.
Any age requirement as far as that applicants
go? No age requirement at all. You can be a younger student just graduating from high school, or you can be an older student. And I'm not going to say how old, but you can be an older student.
Again, still some time to get the applications in. When is the deadline on that?
The deadline is June 4th. And I would love to hear from you. We would love to give a few more away. They're available. And we'd just love to see you apply. Love to recognize you.
A number someone could call, and again, the website.
The website is tcmcd.com. A number is 396-3366. 396-3366.
Betty Fudge, Chairman with the Scholarship Committee, Twin Cities Mayor's Committee on Disabilities, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.